Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
This morning, I want to read from the book of Romans in the New Testament. Romans chapter 5, beginning at verse 1 through verse 5, and this is written by the Apostle Paul. And Paul says, "Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. And we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also rejoice in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope. And hope does not disappoint us, because God has poured out his love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, whom he has given us." It was a few years ago, and I got up early while the rest of the house was asleep. It was still dark outside, but I wanted to get started early to fix breakfast and put it in the warmer for Linda and our precious younger granddaughter, Ellie. Ellie had spent the night with us, another example of God's grace for Mimi and me, Ellie and her older sister, Hannah. And Ellie knew that I would always fix whatever she or her sister, Hannah, when she stayed with us, would like for breakfast. Ellie put her order in the night before, and so this morning, it was to be bacon and pancakes with Nutella chocolate spread all over the pancakes, all over every inch of the pancakes. As I walked into the kitchen to begin to get Ellie's breakfast ready, I first headed for a cup of coffee just to get started right. I opened the cabinet above the spot where my Keurig machine and Nespresso coffee maker, a gift from some dear friends, were standing to see the coffee cups and mugs that were available for my first cup of coffee for the day. There's quite a group which Linda and I have collected through the years from our travels and as gifts from others. And the sight of each one of them always brings back memories to my thoughts, and they did that morning in the quietness of that morning. There were cups that were engraved, cups that were painted, cups marked with remembrances of trips and of our family, of friendships. A whole lot of memories returned as I read the words inscribed on some of the cups and mugs: Kapalua, Beaver Creek, Super Bowl 37, which our son Nathan was involved with the Bucks at the time when they beat the Oakland Raiders. Gators, Augusta National, Duke Dad across one of them, and Harvard Mom across the other. There were others, too, which had been specifically made for me with a picture of my granddaughters on them. One had Hannah on it, and another had a picture of Ellie laughing at something, and still others of them together, and many other mugs with pictures of our precious godchildren and other friends and family, all reminding me again of the grace of God. Wonderful memories, forever etched in my heart, were being drawn to mind in that moment as I continued to look at the pictures and the inscriptions, which had begun to fade on some of the mugs in intensity and color through the years, as you could imagine, and probably is the case with yours and those you have. But there was one mug which seemed then as bright and beautiful as the day it was first added to our collection years earlier. It was one which reminded me as I was about to start my day that a lot of how my day would turn out depended upon me. It was a shiny black coffee mug with bright red letters printed across with the words, "Attitude is everything." In his book, Man's Search for Meaning, Viktor Frankl recounts the unspeakable horrors of his long time imprisonment in Nazi concentration camps like Auschwitz and Dachau during World War II, in which he was stripped of everything down to his naked existence. Imprisonments in which his father and mother and brother and wife had died in similar prison camps. An imprisonment in which he, despite every possession lost, every value attempted to be destroyed. And while suffering from hunger and cold, subjected to brutality by the guards, while hourly expecting his own death at their hands, he was still able to find that his life was worth preserving. He somehow found that there was, in what little there seemed to be left of his life, still hope. He found that despite the circumstances in which he found himself, a reminder for us in whatever circumstances we may or will find ourselves, that we are never stripped of one of our last human freedoms, which is the ability to choose our attitude despite our given set of circumstances. Frankl's experiences should remind all of us that even though we can't always choose the circumstances in which we find ourselves, we can always choose our response to them, our attitude toward them, and through that, to realize the capacity that is within each of us with God's hand on our backs to rise above those circumstances. And not surprisingly, the depth of the inner character that is daily and ultimately directing our lives, the grace of God within us, is revealed by the attitude that we exhibit in those most serious of circumstances where we decide to persevere through or not, to rise above or not. I don't know whether Viktor Frankl understood the grace of God, but even in that setting, with tears flooding from God's eyes as he watched the horror below, God's love was pouring over him. Frankl's experiences and his responses to them demonstrate an attitude toward life which recognizes the potential that God has placed in our lives, an attitude that realizes that no matter what we may be going through or facing, the circumstances of our lives are never greater than God's grace poured out continually in and over our lives, as Paul said. The circumstances of our days are often difficult. We know that. We'll see that again and again. They try our souls, they strain our relationships, and test our resolve to go forward at all. Yet in those moments, it is important for us to remember that even though our life in this world is a mere blink in the eye of our incredible God, we are on a journey that is about choosing an attitude toward life that reflects the eternal hope and ever-present love of God for our world and for us, and a life which will have an impact and make an eternal difference, not only in our own life, but in the lives of others around us. An attitude that reminds us that in the face of need, injustice, and hopelessness, we cannot and will not turn away, but instead will reach out with his power and in the hope we have because of Christ and the love of God over us to make a difference in the world before us. Realizing that not only will those lives before us be lifted and brightened by our own efforts, but our world as a whole will be lifted by a rising tide of our collective attitudes of optimism, of caring and compassion, of courage and hope, and our lives, yours and mine, will begin to take on new meaning and purpose. Because in that journey, led by the God who created us all, we will begin to discover again the life we were really meant to live, a life that is not measured by the standards of success set by others in the world, but instead is measured simply by the breadth of the smile of our God as he watches our efforts approvingly from above. A life measured not by wins or money or stuff, trophies, resumes, titles, or awards, but by one life made better. One life made better because we lived, because we cared. What will be your attitude today toward whatever it is you face or you discover along the way? Will it reflect the love of God within you? Maybe as Viktor Frankl reminded us from within the midst of the horror that he endured, we will remember that regardless of our circumstances in life, through the power and the grace of God, we can always choose the attitude for good that we will embrace as we confront them. Viewing our life with the attitude which the Apostle Paul reminded us to have in the passage from Romans that we read a moment ago, as he wrote, "We will rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, we will also rejoice in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope. And hope does not disappoint us, because God has poured out his love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, whom he has given us." My friends, we don't know what this day will bring, or tomorrow or the next, but no matter what, we have the choice on how we will deal with this day, respond to it as it unfolds before us, and the impact that for good that we can have with our response and our attitude toward it. Because no matter the circumstances of our day, the grace of God is greater, and we need to remember that. And with that love of God, with that grace of God, our attitude is always marked by hope. Let me pray for us. Father, I thank you for these dear friends, for this morning where we get to pause just for a moment and remember and are reminded of, through the life of somebody by the name of Viktor Frankl, of your grace in our lives, your ever-present grace in our lives. And through the words of the Apostle Paul, inspired by you to write, the Apostle Paul, who went through jailings, whippings, floggings, beatings, and was without food, and he tells us to persevere. It reminds us of the grace of God that is there for us, no matter our circumstances, that we can rise above, because the grace of God, your grace, your love for us is greater than it all. Thank you for that reminder. Thank you for all that you do for us and with us. Thank you for being with us, walking with us, and your promise that you will be with us every day, every moment of our lives. Thanks for loving us. In your Son's precious name we pray. Amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.